理课堂听 class.com。
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. I'm Vance.
And I'm Rachel, and we're so glad you joined us for the third day of our lesson about Paris in April. Now, if you joined us for the last 2 days, you know that Paris is a wonderful place to be in the springtime. And April is especially beautiful because there's lots of flowers, lots of places to visit, and it's just overall a very delightful place.
That's right, Rachel. In fact, we've really talked about a lot of things that you can do in Paris so far. Talked about the gardens, the museums, the cruise on the river. Yesterday, we talked about the great food you can have there. You can have a chocolate-filled croissant with a strong cup of coffee. Wow, it sounds like a great place to go. And now we're going to talk about some of the cultural things, the art in Paris.
Well, definitely if you go to Paris, you need to see some artwork. And that's one thing that they are very famous for. So, students, let's open our magazines to page 24, and we'll begin our reading in line 9.
Paris in April. After your coffee or lunch break, get ready for art. No trip to Paris is complete without visiting the Louvre, Musée du Louvre, the world's most widely acclaimed museum. Seeing all of the 35,000 works of art on display is impossible, so choose wisely. Be sure not to miss the beautiful Venus de Milo, or Da Vinci's famous Mona Lisa. While works of art in the Louvre were completed before 1849, those in the Museum of Orsay, Musée d'Orsay, were completed from 1848 to 1914. These include amazing collections of Impressionist and Post-Impressionist art, arranged chronologically. Masterpieces by artists like Monet, Renoir, and Van Gogh hang in all their brilliance, just waiting to be viewed. Art of a different sort can be found in another of Paris's top tourist attractions, Notre Dame Cathedral, Notre Dame de Paris. You will feel like you stepped into a postcard at the breathtaking west entrance. Three elaborately decorated portals and a brilliant rose-stained glass window welcome you. Inside, you'll find more stunning windows and murals portraying biblical stories. All of this and more awaits you in Paris in April.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. Well, it says after your coffee or lunch break, get ready for art. Now, yesterday we talked about the things you can do at these little sidewalk cafes. You can enjoy some bread and cheese and coffee. Well, it says now, get ready for art. And the article talks about some of the museums we'll be seeing in Paris.
That's right. Paris is very famous for their art museums. And as our author says, no trip to Paris is complete without visiting the Louvre, which is the world's most widely acclaimed museum. I think probably almost everybody has heard of the Louvre, and that holds some of the world's most famous masterpieces, most famous artwork.
That's right. Acclaimed is one of our vocab words today, and it just means public approval and praise. A movie can be highly acclaimed, or maybe a book, or even an actor, an actress. It just means if something is won a lot of approval from the public, it's highly acclaimed.
That's right. So it is well known, but like Vance said, it also is approved by the public, and everybody knows it, and they appreciate it, they respect it, and this is one of the world's most widely acclaimed museums. So let's move on to line 13, where we learn that seeing all of the 35,000 works of art on display is impossible. So choose wisely. Now, this really amazed me when I heard that there were 35,000 works of art. That, how in the world could you ever see that even if you kept making trips to Paris every year?
It's really kind of overwhelming to know that you really can't even see a fraction of all of the art that's on display. Well, the writer says, choose wisely. Make sure that you know what you want to see. It says, be sure not to miss the beautiful Venus de Milo or Da Vinci's famous Mona Lisa. Obviously, two very famous paintings there, and that's two out of the 35,000. I think you do have time for a little bit more, but boy, you really do have to make some careful selections because it could become overwhelming.
I agree, and I'm sure when you go to the museum, you can get a guidebook or some information to help you know where you should spend most of your time or where you should go, depending on the kind of art that you enjoy. But I know, Vance, where I would go is probably just where most of the tourists go, to the most famous exhibits and the most famous paintings like the Mona Lisa.
That sounds like a good strategy to me. If there are a crowd somewhere, it's probably a famous piece that you should see. Well, it says, while works of art in the Louvre were completed before 1849, those in the Museum of Orsay were completed from 1848 to 1914. So, wow, these 35,000 works of art in the Louvre are completed before 1849. And so it completely doesn't have any of the modern works that we know that are in the other museum.
That is very interesting. So, again, it's a history lesson. If you go to visit this museum, you're going to learn a lot. So, there's another museum, the Museum of Orsay, and the works there were completed from 1848 to 1914, and these include amazing collections of Impressionist and Post-Impressionist art arranged chronologically. Wow, we have some big words there, and I first want to talk about the word Impressionist. Now, I know this looks like impression. For example, you can have an impression of someone, but Impressionist is a type of art, or it's even referred to as an artist. He is an Impressionist painter. Vance, you know a bit about art. Can you explain this for us?
Well, I'm not an art expert, but I do know that Impressionist is defined by this style of painting that attempts to copy the effect of light on something, maybe a landscape or a part of the city or a person even. It's not meant to look exactly like the subject, but instead it's an attempt to mimic the light effects and how the light reflects around and bounces off things. Often they'll have little dabs of paint that they use a lot of in an attempt to mimic the light and how it falls on different surfaces.
Well, I assume that if you see some Impressionist art, then you will probably be able to recognize it in the future. And so there's Impressionist art and Post-Impressionist. And anytime you see that prefix post before something, then you know that it happens after. Pre is before, post is after. And this art is arranged chronologically. So how about chronologically, Vance? What does it mean if something is arranged chronologically?
Well, it's just a very long word for it's arranged by the time that it was painted. So it's arranged in the order that it happened or the order that they were created.
So you might use this a lot if you are in a group. They might say, everybody get together or line up in your ages chronologically. And that means from the youngest to the oldest. So chronological is any kind of order. Well, we need to take a quick break right now, but we have more to talk about and more to share with you, so make sure that you come back and we will be right back as well.
Hi, friends, and welcome back to our article, Paris in April. We're on page 24, line 22, talking about some of the different artwork that you can see at these museums in Paris.
That's right. Definitely, if you go to Paris, you need to make a stop at least one museum, probably several museums, because they have some of the most famous pieces of artwork in the world. And before the break, we talked about how you can go to the Louvre and you can see a masterpiece like the Mona Lisa. And you can also see masterpieces by artists like Monet, Renoir, and Van Gogh. All of these artists have artwork hanging in the museums.
That's right, and some of these art pieces are masterpieces. These are brilliant works of art by these artists that are maybe considered some of their best work. It says they're hanging in all their brilliance, just waiting to be viewed. Now, I don't know if an artwork can wait for you, but these pieces are there for you, and it's really, if you go to Paris, it would be a shame to not go and see these pieces of work.
I agree with you there. Well, let's move over now to page 25 at the top, where we read that art of a different sort can be found in another of Paris's top tourist attractions, the Notre Dame Cathedral. So this is art of a different sort. In other words, a different kind of art. It's not the same kind that you're going to see in the Louvre. It's not probably impressionist art at all. It's totally different.
Right, and what we're talking about here is architecture. Of course, architecture is a type of art, and specifically in the Notre Dame Cathedral, really, it's a very decorative, it's a very ornate building. It says you will feel like you stepped into a postcard at the breathtaking west entrance. And we actually do have a couple pictures of the Notre Dame in your magazine here. And really, when you look at it, it does seem like it would be just out of a postcard.
It's absolutely gorgeous. And it's a cathedral. So it's a place of worship where people go to worship, like a church, I guess you could say. So it is definitely a top tourist site, but I'm sure it's also used for worship as well. So it kind of does both. Vance mentioned, take a look at the picture, especially the rose window there, and you can see how much work went into one stained glass window. We read on, you'll feel like you stepped into that postcard, and that just means that, wow, you just feel almost like you're in a storybook, like you're in a postcard, that it's just so gorgeous, you just can't believe it.
What really strikes me about this cathedral is the window work and this rose-colored window, the brilliant rose-stained glass window welcoming you. There's also these portals, these giant glass, stained glass windows. It's really quite an impressive work of art. It says inside you'll find even more stunning windows and murals portraying biblical stories. So outside you have all these wonderful windows and just giant portals, and inside we have more window work and these murals portraying biblical stories or stories from the Bible.
That's right. So this is very elaborate, and that's one of the words our author used to describe this, especially the decorated portals. If something is elaborate, then it's very intricate or rich in detail. And the adverb form of that word is elaborately. So these are elaborately decorated portals. You just won't believe how much work is put into one thing here. It's just gorgeous.
That's right. Elaborately decorated portals and a brilliant rose-stained glass window. It really sounds like an impressive work of art in a different way, kind of a functional way, right? It's art and architecture mixed together. Well, elaborate, Rachel explained there, you can also have elaborate used in lots of things. Maybe a dress could be elaborately decorated. Maybe you could give an elaborate explanation, a very long and detailed explanation for something. A teacher might give an elaborate explanation.
And I think this is something of an elaborate lesson on Paris. We've spent 3 days talking about it, so we've given you plenty of information in these 3 days. And let's again look one more time at the word murals. We're talking about murals that portray or show biblical stories. And a mural is just kind of a long painting or a piece of artwork where you can actually see an entire story take place.
That's right. Maybe the beginning of the story is shown on the left side of the mural, and as you move from left to right, it shows all kinds of different scenes from a story. So in a way, it's a picture, one picture, that tells a complete story. It's really kind of a neat way of visually showing a story.
I agree, and these are biblical stories, so they're stories from the Bible. So all of this, our author says, and more, awaits you in Paris in April. So, students, what are you waiting for, friends? You need to get to Paris if you ever have the opportunity and make the most of your time there. Vance, would you ever like to visit Paris? And if so, what would you want to do besides visit the gardens?
Well, I think, first of all, I have to get a different job before I can afford to go to all these different places in Paris. You mentioned the gardens. I would also enjoy going to the art museums, because to see these paintings that we've seen in books and on postcards before, but to see them up close and to see the brush strokes and just to smell it all, that would be really cool to me, to see the actual artworks that we know from history.
I agree with you there. I would love to see something like the Mona Lisa up close. And I think I would also enjoy just taking time to slow down. Sometimes when I go on vacation, I go to a place and we're busy, busy, busy. But I think at least in Paris, if everybody else is slowing down, then maybe it would help me to sit in the sidewalk cafe and eat a croissant and just enjoy my time there and meander along the river.
Well, I agree with you, Rachel, that it would be a good idea to slow down in Paris, but if you slow down too much, you won't see much because there is a lot to do in Paris, and our writer says that all of this and more awaits you in Paris in April. So you can either slow down or you can go quickly. Depends on how you want to travel.
That's exactly right. And I guess if you want to take a while, you can stay a month or two and then you can see it all. Well, we have something else for you to watch right now. Some more beautiful pictures of Paris. We hope that you enjoy these, but don't go away because we'll be back with some review questions.
Acclaimed. Mary's poem was the most acclaimed entry in the writing contest. Chronologically. The book about Adam Wright was written chronologically, starting when he was 10 years old. Elaborately. The elaborately folded dinner napkins were hard to open. Portray. In her paintings, she portrayed all of the women as old and poor.
Hello, students. Welcome to the chat room. We'd like to welcome Linda back in the chat room today. Hi, Linda.
Hi, Ken. Hi, everybody. It's nice to be here. So, Ken, what would you like to chat about today?
Well, we're continuing to talk about Paris today. Did you go to any of these museums mentioned in the lesson?
Yes, actually, we went to all three places. These are some of the most famous museums in Paris. The Louvre doesn't need any introduction. Just go early when you have a lot of energy. This is the museum that has the Mona Lisa, which is probably the most famous painting in Western art. They have lots of different tours in lots of different languages. Definitely get a map when you go into the lobby area. You know, we got lost and had to use the map.
That's good advice. The Louvre 就是罗浮宫，注意前面要加定冠词。Let's go to the Louvre. 刚刚 Linda 也提到 ,the Louvre doesn't need any introduction. 这是很实用的一句话。如果一个人事物非常的出名，家喻户晓的话，你就可以说 ,it needs no introduction, 完全不用介绍。What about Musée d'Orsay? I hear that's in a railway station.
Yes, it's just across the river from the Louvre. And it is in a former railway station, the Gare d'Orsay. I know what you're thinking. What? A railway station? But it has been redone, and the museum itself is beautiful.
Musée d'Orsay 是奥赛美术馆，它的特点是它曾经是一个 railway station, 法文叫做 Gare, 就是火车站。And Notre Dame, now that isn't a museum, is it?
No, it's not. It's a cathedral. And it's located on a small island in the middle of the Seine River. I've heard that the murals telling the Bible stories inside were done to educate the people who were illiterate. Since they couldn't read the stories, they were painted and done in stained glass windows. So it's more than just a tourist attraction. It's actually still in use.
Notre Dame 是圣母院大教堂，在教堂墙上的壁画当初是为了教育 illiterate 的人。Illiterate 就是不识字的、文盲的。如果把前面的 IL 拿掉 ,literate 就是有读写能力的、受过教育的。而 literacy 就是读写能力。我们常常会提到某个国家的 literacy rate, 识字率，也就是指人民的素养以及教育程度。
Okay, let's go to Michelle for today's language tips.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 今天第一个重点我们来看 acclaimed 这个过去分词。它是 acclaim, 称赞这个动词的过去分词。在这里是当形容词，意思是指受到称赞的。 例如 The widely acclaimed movie has won several awards. 这部大受好评的影片得到了好几座奖项。或者是 He's one of the most acclaimed composers of his time. 他是当代最受称赞的作曲家之一。接下来我们看的是 chronologically 这个副词 ,CHRON 这个字根是指与时间有关的。所以 chronologically 这个副词是指按照年代排序的或者是按时间先后次序的。例如 ,name the American presidents chronologically, 请按时间先后次序列出美国历任总统的名字。或者是 ,the pieces of artwork,By each artist were displayed chronologically in the museum. 每位艺术家的作品是按照年代陈列在博物馆中。最后我们看的是 portray 这个动词。portray 这个动词是指描述或描写。例如 ,this movie portrays the life of the British royal family. 这部电影描述英国皇室家族的生活。如果是把某个对象描述成某种样子的话是用 as 这个介系词。例如The artist was portrayed as a rare genius in this film. 这位艺术家在这部影片中被描述成一个难得的天才。And you don't want to miss what comes next. Stay tuned!
Hi friends, welcome back. We got a couple of review questions here for you. Number one, what is not true about the Louvre? A, it's the most widely acclaimed museum in the world.B, it displays 3,500 works of art. C, it houses the Mona Lisa. Rachel, what do you think?
Well, the answer is letter B. It doesn't display 3,500 works of art. It actually displays 35,000 works of art. All right, question number two. What kinds of stories are portrayed on murals at Notre Dame Cathedral? A, biblical. B, political. C, imaginary.Or D, legendary. Vance, I hope you know this one.
I was paying attention, Rachel, and it's A, biblical.
Very good. Now it's time for our musical skit. Take it away, Black Pearl.
Paris in April by Linda Ludwig.
Paris, c'est bon, c'est bon.
So good, huh? Paris in April.
From the classroom, studio classroom that is, worldwide.